Fourth One.
Boogie in the morning.
Last night, Arlene didn't sleep very well. Well, you slept okay until about 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you've been awake ever since.
Yes,
so,
I have.
Okay, what happened, Arlene?
The smoke alarm battery in the downstairs hall decided to go off at about 2:30 this morning.
Okay, so with your smoke alarm in the house, if the battery begins to die, then it beeps, doesn't it?
Yes.
To let you know that you've got to replace the battery.
And it has to be one of those irritating beeps that happens every, a minute, 90 seconds.
Every 90
or something.
Seconds, every 2 minutes.
Just so that it drives you insane and you change the battery. It's really important that you do it.
Beep.
Yeah. But the problem is,
beep,
when it's during the night, you're just drifting off when it beeps again.
Yeah.
And it was like that from 2:30 this morning until I finally got up at about 4:20.
Right.
It drove me insane.
Is that why you're grumpy this morning?
No.
Okay, well, why didn't you just get up and replace the battery?
Because I can't. My ceiling's quite high, and we've got ladders, but they were out in the garage, and that's not attached to the house, and it was horrible and cold, and I didn't want to go outside on my own.
Well, okay, I get that. Why didn't you wake up your husband and get him to do it? That's what I would have done.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't have been very pleased.
No.
He might have thought it was for something else.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to risk that.
No, I think he'd rather go and get the ladders, frankly, wouldn't he? But it is really annoying, isn't it? Because you're right, the most annoying thing about it is the gap between the beeps.
Yes.
Because it's just enough for you to think, it's stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're wide awake again, and the more it happens, the more you get wound up, and the more you have to get up and do it, which is exactly what it's designed to do.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And it makes absolute sense. So that's my job today. I'm going to have to change the battery.
Yeah. It's always in the middle of the night, though, isn't it?
Why do these things always happen in the middle of the night? It's weird, that, isn't it? Bob's got a great story. Bob's on the phone. He's got a great story about a fire alarm when the battery runs out and it starts to beep. What you got, Bob?
My friend paid a builder to put a suspended ceiling in the hallway with the little dropper lights. The boy done the job, but it was absolutely superb until 6 months later he'd left the smoke alarm on the old ceiling and it started bleeping.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there was no way they could get to it.
So they had to rip up the new ceiling.
It bleeped for almost a year and a half.
No way! Are you serious?
Yeah.
So he just had to leave it for the battery and everything to just completely die out before it would stop.
Yeah, it was a 6-inch smoke alarm, and the biggest hole in the ceiling then was 2.5 inches.
Oh, nightmare.
Oh, God.
Still, good story. Thanks for phoning, Bob.
No problem, good man.